Vayeshev Yaakov, I know it's Vayechi, but Vayeshev Yaakov, Bikesh Yaakov, Leshev B'Shalva, the Mepharshim say, Vayeshev, the second letter of Yosef, Dina, Esav, and Lavan, the second noise of those four names is Vayeshev. After Yaakov having gone through Tzoris from Yosef, Dina, Esav, and Lavan, he wanted to be Leshev B'Shalva. But as we spoke already a few times the past few weeks, Kofetz all of Rukzeh Shal Yosef Adarava now starts the real process of going down to Mitzrayim. But the emes is, the Mepharshim say, Vayichi Yaakov, Vayichi is Gematria 34, because that's 17 times 2. Because Yaakov's Levitiki Yorin, the Vayichi Yaakov, the Levitiki Levitiki Yorin, are the 17 years that he had Yosef originally when Yosef was born, and until 17 before he was Ne'elam, and it was Nimkar. Those are the Toiv Shonim, Toiv is 17. And then there's another Toiv Shonim, the last 17 years in Mitzrayim, because about that age 130 is when he went down to Mitzrayim. And he was there, Toiv Shonim. The Medrash says that there's a similar thing about Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that also the last 17 years of his life were Bezunder a Toiv Shonim, where he was in a certain city. And it represents, Me'en represents already the Inyan of Asid Lavoy. In the Bechin of Ma'isav Simabonim, it's already Lod Lavoy. The Sfarim explain also that, we talked about it other times, that Yaakov, the word Yaakov is 182, Gematria is 7 times the Shem Avaya, we've discussed that. But 147, the years of Yaakov, is the Shem Eya, which is 21, 7 times 21 is that Shem, and the Sfarim say that's what it's Meramez on. Vayikrvu Yimei Yisrael Lamus, and the only other time that it says Vayikrvu Yimei Lamus is in the Haftarah of this week's Parsha. Vayikrvu Yimei David Lomus. The Balaturim is Meir. Those are the two places where it says Vayikrvu. And he's Mitzayim to a Yerushalmi and Shabbos and a Masechta Soifrim that says there's a comparison. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid Ato Sisa Kuf Mem Zayin Mizmoire Tehillim. You made 147 Kapitlech of Tehillim connected in years of Yaakov. And just like Yaakov is Loimeis, also by your Ben Shloimoi with Malchus Beis David is going to be LeNetzach. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom is a parallel to Yaakov Avinu Loimeis. Rabbeinu HaKadosh also, the Medrash says, is called Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Nasi is Nitzutz Shel Yaakov Avinu. Nasi, Nitzutz Shel Yaakov Avinu. Rabbeinu HaKadosh is also the Bechina of Loimeis. The Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Kuf Gimel, that Rabbeinu HaKadosh used to come to his house after he was Nifter to make Kiddush every Friday night. Rabbi Kveger brings in Gilyon HaShas Atenor from Defer Chassidim. He was actually Moiti then. In Kiddush, he was a Bechina of Chai, Afilu B'misosoi, Loi Meis. It's a Mother Zach, it says that David HaMelech wrote 147 Kapitlech in Tehillim, L'chayra there are 150 Kapitlech in Tehillim, the Mepharshim will stell on this Yerushalmi, and it's also Masechta Soifrim. How do you get to 147? There are various Tzurtzim, of course, don't say all of them, because then you'll get down to about 138, depending on how many Tzurtzim you have. But there is a Mahalat there, Kapitel Aleph and Beis is one Kapitel, and various other places where they start discounting and mitzarev zayin kapitlech could be you only have to answer two times because maybe 149 already you're allowed to be off by one in gematria, but that's what they say. Now it's interesting because it's yadua that in kapitel beis in Tehillim pasuk zayin it says ani hayoyim yelidaticha. It's brought down. They say by all the bar mitzvahs that by a bar mitzvah it's a bechina of leida because it's the 13th pasuk in Tehillim. I mean, it's actually the 13th pasuk in that kapitel. If you learn it's one kapitel, which the Gemara says in Brachos, that the first two are one kapitel, because the Gemara says that Baruch Hanafshi is Kuf Gimel and not Kuf Dalet, which, by the way, limits your answers for the first 103 kapitel. If you want another parrot, go find it after parrot, kapitel Kuf Dalet. But Ani Ayayim L'Datich is the 13th pasuk in that series. That same Yerushalmi also gives a few other interesting numbers, that the 175 years of Avram is connected, 175 parashiyos shebetorah, you have to cheshbonize what that means, and 123 years of Aaron is connected to the halalukas they answer. There's various in Yadam in there. Now, we know the Medrash says, and it's brought down a lot of places, that the Etzem, the Abbas, was supposed to live each one kuf pei, 180 years. Yitzchak, in fact, does live 180 years. Avram is nifter 5 years early at 175 in order that he shouldn't see Esav at the age of 15 go to Tarvis Ra. Yaakov Avinu only lives 147. There are many pshatim. What's the bechina that Yaakov loses 33 years? That's when he was supposed to live 180. and he loses 33 years. There's a few different Shatim the Baal HaTurim brings, because he was supposed to live 180, but he said by the Trufim, when Rachel stole the Trufim, Im Asher Timtza Es Eloihecha, he says to his Shver Lavan, Lo Yichyeh. Yichyeh is 33. So that Klal of Lo Yichyeh, he lost 33 years of his life. There's another shot from the Daskanim that when Yaakov has a shot with the Tari with Parah, Vayomer Parah El Yaakov, Kami Yimei Shnei Chayecha, Vayomer Yaakov El Parah, Yimei Shnei Megurai, Shloishim U'ma'asron U'ma'ad V'roam Hayu, and you count, there are 33 words in that Shaklavataria. So he loses 33 years for complaining, for correcting Ma'at V'royim. The Bali must say, bitter can men zogen, but nicht schlecht, but Ma'at V'royim. Reb Chaim Shkolevitz has a famous verse. Mele that Yaakov Avinu says, Ma'at V'royim, you count those words. But when Paray asks him, Vayomer Paray El Yaakov, Kami Yimei Shnei Chayecha, why is that part of the cheshbon of the 33 Vachotas in Yaakov? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, while this is given their kontaf and ponim. The reason Parai asked Yaakov, why do you look so old and sabrochen? And he says, I'm only 130, is because of the tsar was nikar al ponav. That's also a taina. And that's a chelik of the tviya that he was nifter at 147. It's very interesting that the Zohar and Parshas Vayishlach has a different cheshbon bechlal on the 147. And it has to do with a inyan that Adam Harishon is really Nisgalgal in David HaMelech, and Adam was supposed to live 1,000 years, and David HaMelech wasn't supposed to live. They say he didn't have chiyus, because since it was Nigzar on Adam Moves, so David HaMelech doesn't have chiyus. David HaMelech's chiyus is only from the beginning of Adam Rishon Koyde Machet. David HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayin, he's shy only to Koyde Machet. And once Adam is Nigzar of Moves, David HaMelech doesn't have chiyus, and Adam Rishon had to give 70 years of his life to David. That's a famous medrash. But the Zohar says different. That the actual 70 years of David don't come from Adam. They come from later on. Avraham Avinu gives him 5 years. From 180 to 175. Yitzchak doesn't give. Gvura doesn't give. Yaakov, and here interesting a twist. We cheshbon from 175 of Avraham to 147. So Yaakov gives 28 years. And then Yosef. Yosef was supposed to live 147. As much as Yaakov. And he gives 37 years, he gives the most. Yosef hu hamashbir. Yosef gives the most to David, more than half of the years, and that's the 70. It's not a steer, because these people, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, is a tikkun. The others are a tikkun for what Adam Rishon of Chet. So there's a bechina that Adam gives the 70 years, but then there's another bechina that Adam, that the others over here give the other 70 years. And Yosef is part of the others. That's a fascinating idea. We spoke about it other times, we'll touch it later in the parasha also. Yosef, a little bit, is an av. He was supposed to have 12 shot. Yotze Eser Tipois Mitziparnov. In the end, he does have two Shvatim, Ephraim and Menashe, Keruvin, Veshimon, Yuli. Yosef is an Av. Two of the Shvatim are his. There's a fascinating deed. I always speak about it. The last pasuk in the Parsha. Vayomas Yosef. Ben Meyav Eser Shanim. And what's in the beginning of Shmois? Vayomas Yosef. What, he was Nifter twice? He was Nifter in Sefer Bereishis. Midin Av. In Sefer Shmois. Vayomas Yosef v'chol Echov. Yosef is the bechina of Ben. Mishom roye even Yisrael, it says later on by the brach of Yosef. Av Ben. Yosef is a shtikla bechina of Av. He's also giving shonim to the Adam Arishon over here, but he's also bechina of Ben. We'll see more about that later. It's fascinating that Adam is nisgalgal to David, and that's loy meis, and Yaakov Avinu loy meis, and the haftar is David, vayikru vimei David, and very bektara Avigayo. Eshes Novol is Matzia to David that she should marry him. The reason is because she understood that David is Adam, Adam David Mashiach, Adam Moshe Davis. And she understood that she's the Gilgal of Chava, and Novol, her husband, was the Nachash, who says Ein Alikim, and she was tining that Adarab, there has to be a tikkun now, because he's going to build the Mikdosh, and that's going to be the tikkun of the Adam. So she has a Shaykhis. The Zocharto is Amosecho, she says. The Gemara Darshan is something else in Megillah. But the Mepharshim say it means no. She's saying, remember, I'm Chava, I'm Shaykh to this Indian. Now, we said that all of the others were supposed to live 180, but the Etzem, it was 175, 180, and 147. The Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Brachos, says that the Merchak from Oretz to Shemayim, and also in the Rakiyim, between each Rakiyah, is Mahalach Chamesh Meyos Shana, and it's connected the years that the others live. Now, if you add up 147, 180, and 175, it's 502. Where do you get to the 500? Because Avraham Avinu was Hikaris Boiroi at the age of 3. So the first 2 years don't count. And that's exactly the cheshbon of the Shnois HaOvis is Mesach Shaychi to that. Now, Yaakov Avinu comes and says, Va'ata, Va'asisa imadi chesed ve'emes. He asks, Yosef, al nosik bereini b'mitzrayim. Why is it a chesed shel emes? So one shot is, emes is Rosh HaTevis. Arayim mita tachrichim. Emes. Another shot is Rashi brings, why is it a chesed shel emes? Because when you do kavura, it's a chesed she'en mitzapa b'gmul. So emes is enoi mitzapa tashlum, says the Chido. Emes, enoi mitzapa tashlum. But it's a pella, the Olam asks, what do you mean you don't get a gvul? The Gemara says in Moyit Katan, in the Sugyas of Avelos and Kavura, the yastid yaspidinu, the yitbar yagbrinu, someone that's oisik kavar kadish, he's oisik in this chesed, shel emes, he gets in return, he gets back also this various other things that Yosef was zoichet, shchem, because he was oisik b'kvura sadev, you get a gmul. Oh, but the pshat is pashat, I saw Mary the pshat. Lashon of Rashi is ain shum other mitzapeh the tashlum gmul. No one's waiting for that gmul. The gmul for being a chaver kadishanik is not the sudan zayin adar. It's moitz zayin adar. It's the kvura. So ain't a mitzapeh. No one's waiting for that. Another reason why it's called chesed shel emes pas is because you're not expecting the gmul. But there's a different connection. If someone comes to you and he says, "I'm an oni, I'm a choile, I have a tzora," and he wants you to do chesed with him. So maybe he's faking it. Aber atoite, there's no fakerai. It's chesed shalemes. He's not faking his death. You're burying him into him. He's not faking it. He's not faking the anias. He's not faking the chay. He's not faking the mob. Here it's chesed shalemes. Now Yosef comes in by yishtachu Yisrael al roish hamito. Kipshuta, he's bowing down to Yosef. But Rashi brings that the Medrash says he was bowing down to the Shechina. Says the Ponim Yafos. The Haflah. Yosef Gematria plus Shechina is Yisrael. By Yishtachu, Yisrael. Yisrael is 541. That's 156 and 385 of Shechina. The Hisafah of Shechina to Yosef is Yisrael. Now what's fascinating is we mentioned before, Yaakov is 7 times 26. Yosef is only 6 times 26. Yosef is 156. We spoke about it the other week. That Vayihi Hashem es Yosef, that the Havayah was Nitoisef to Yosef to be a Bechin of Yaakov. But the Hever of Bechin of Yisrael, that's why Yishtachu Yisrael to the Shechina, Yosef with Shechina, is already the Bechin of Yisrael. There's a whole Arichas about that, but for an under the site. Vayishtachu Yisrael, Rashi says, Tala v'idna sagadle, the Shuo, you have to bow down to him when it's his time, Zokti Imre Emes. The Shuol is a Pikeach. A person has Aliyas and Yeridas, some people, for a longer time, Echos and Kamas of the Yerida, how to confront and deal with it. But a person has to be the Shuol, that Chotch, when it's his Idne, so grab it. Don't miss the opportunity to miss opportunities, like someone once said about, yeah. Now Yosef is told that he's going to be an Av, and the Baal HaTurim brings that he's told Ephraim and Menashe, Kira Uvein v'Shimon Yiuli. Zok the Baal HaTurim, Ephraim and Menashe is the same gematria as Reuven v'Shimon. It could be Ephraim u'Menashe, and Reuven v'Shimon, we'll take the Vav out, but either way it's going to come out the same. It's off by one. It's off by one, and it could be off by one, but the Baal HaTurim brings, and the Rosh and the Pirish and a lot of they say, Ephraim and Menashe Kira Uvein. Because the Hinani Noisin Lachem Shem Echod Al Checha. Ephraim and Menashe is one more than Reuven v'Shimon. Not that you're allowed to be off by one fakir. It's Shem Echod Al Checha. The brach is that he gets one more. Yeah. Now Yaakov afterwards calls, we'll move along here. Yaakov calls over all the Shvatim. And he was Bikesh Legalois es Haketz. And the Rosh brings, Yaakov looked at the names of the Shvatim, and he saw that there's no Kuf, and there's no Tzadi, there's no Ketz. But then it was Nochadaikoi, because he also saw that there's no Ches, and there's no Tes, which is Chet. So on one hand, he saw Bikesh Legalois es Haketz. He saw there's no Ketz in the names of the Shvatim. But on the other hand, there's also no Chet. Now it's very interesting, a little bit of a Chevron, there's a Gemara in Yom. The Gemara says in Yuma that the point of the Avonim on the Choshen was that it says all the letters of the Aleph Beis on the Avnei HaChoshen, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Ruach HaKodesh wants to send a message on the Avnei HaChoshen without batteries and electric currents, it LED, face, it LED, and it lights up, and that's how Hashem sends a message. And he wasn't sure if it's Kishara, Kisheru, or Kisara, because the letters lit up. You have to know how to be mefarishit. Now the Gemara in Yuma asks a very interesting shayla. The Gemara asks, there's no tzaddik. What's going to be if Hashem wants to be matzayin the word tzaddik? Now let me tell you the truth. In the names of the Shvatim, whole cheshbonel, you're missing gimel, zayin, ayin, and tzaddik. Work it out. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. You're missing a gimel, a zayin, an ayin, and a tzaddik. And of all things, the Gemara asks, there's no tzaddik. What about the gimel? No gimel. No zayin. No ayin. What's with the tzaddik? And the Gemara answers, don't worry, it says Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. No, I'm sorry. Scratch. Start again. Recount. In the names of the Shvatim, the letters that are missing, I'm sorry, again, are Ches, Tes, Kuf, and Tzadik. Ches, Tes, Kuf, and Tzadik. That's the letters that are missing in the names of the Shvatim. There's a Zvulun, and there's a Shim'on, and there's God, and why didn't anyone ask me? I don't know. No one's listening. The names of the Shvatim are missing Ches, Tes, Kuf, and Tzadik. And the Gemara, of all things, asks, where's the Tzadik? And the Gemara answers, you know what? It also says Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Where does it say Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Like somebody showing him on the stone, like the Rambam should state that it's on the stone of Reuven. On the stone of Reuven, there was an Isof Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It says Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And then the Gemara says, now the Gemara vexes up, where's the test? You should have asked the test right away. Ches, Tes, Tzadik, Kuf is missing. The Gemara asked him, Tzadik, catch on that Ches and Kuf suddenly got answered up with Yitzchak. You know, I don't need Shmiyat Torah. But so the Gemara, where's the test? And for the Gemara, it also said Shifting Yeshurim. Where did it say Shifting Yeshurim? In the Rambam state, that it said it on Binyamin's Evan, the Balaturim, Machlek is Rambam and Tor. The Balaturim holds, no, King Adua, that's how most people learned in Cheder, that every one of the Avonim had six letters, and therefore Reuven had an Aleph for Avram, Shimon has a Beis for Avram, Levi has a Riham from Avram, Binyamin has nothing, because it's already six, and every stone had six letters. There's a Pelagi. The Gemara asked from Tzadi, answered Yitzchak, Agavorchi answered the Ches and the Kof, Vetzachav begging the Tes, and answered Shifta Yeshua. It's a Pelagi. The Mashal is the Kasha. Zoktechas and Soifer Azeh. The Etzem, there's a Mokim to Dan, that on the Avdei HaKoshen, it also said the name of the Evan. Now, just a quickie that you, I missed made a mistake before. If you take the names of the Avonim, the letters you're potentially missing, if it said the names of the Evan on each Evan, is Gimel, Zayin, Ayin, and Sadi. That's what's missing. Now, the Gemara thought at one point that maybe it said the names of the Shvatim, and it said the names of the Avonim. Maybe that's what said on the Avonim. It said, Oidem Ruvein, Pitzidah, you carved out, paying $10, Pitzidah Shimon. Now, if you work that out, and you also have the names of the Avonim, and you also have the names of the Shvatim, you have Ches, Tes, and Kuf, because you have Achloma and Pitida and Varekes, just missing a Tzadik. And since it also says the names of the Shvatim, you have a God and a Zvulun and a Shimon, and the only letter you're missing is Tzadik. Fact, the Gemara, where's the Tzadik? And for the Gemara, it says Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. So, Chasim Sofer, there's a Mapech in the Sugya. When the Gemara answers that it says Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the others are like the Avonim. It says, V'Hashem Ashtiyu Allah Avonim. Kipshut, that meant that it said the name of the Evan. But now that it says Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you can delete and say it doesn't say the name of the Evan. It says the names of Shvatim and Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Sadichus Cheskuf is covered. Fret the Gemara of Exichok, where's the test? Until now we had Pintadah. Until now we had Pintadah. Now we're looking for the test. Talk to Gemara. It said Shiftei Yeshurim. According to the Baal HaTurim, it didn't say Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Reuven. It said every stone had to have six letters, and Binyamin already is six. So the last two letters of Yeshurim are Vav Nun, and they were by Yosef's stone. And Yosef also interesting in the Eifah. It's a whole different story, but on the Eifah, the two Avnei Eifah on the Bein Kesef of Shochen. Binyamin was part on one side, part on the other side. Bein Kesef of Shochen. It said Yehoisef. There's a whole chesh from Toysim and Soif, but on the Vav that it said Yehoisef. Yosef got an extra hay. So on the Avnei Eifah, he got an extra hay. And on the Avnei Ha Choshen, he got a Vav Nun. And that's why the Gemara says in Soif, that Yaakov Avinu comes to him when he's being Kimat in the Nisayin, and he tells him, you want all your brothers to have your names on the Avnei HaKoshin, and on you we're going to say, V'roi Zoynois, Ya'aveg, Hoin? Says the Pasuk in Mishlei, Hoin. You're going to miss out on the Hay, and you're going to miss out on the Vav and the Nun. You're going to give him Aved Hoin. The truth is that Yaakov had a Negius, it says the Hathlok. Because if you're going to take Yosef out from the Avnei HaKoshin, there's no other Samach. You're going to have to go back to the Sap here. And then you don't need Yaakov. So if Yosef's out and you need to get the Samach from Sap here, and then it says the names of the stones, then you won't need the names of the others. So Yaakov had an idea that Eralet for falling from the Avonim. It wasn't just Yosef. Yeah, there's much more to this Cheshmet, but we're going to be going to the Kates over here. We're going to move on. We're going to Sach and the Rasugis here. Let's go later on into the Parsha. Oh, Meirad Gezach. Pasuk Yud Ches. By Don Yodin Amoy, and it fears actually Shu Oscha Kivisi Hashem. The Cosmic Samadhi writes, others from bring this also a fascinating concept. It does not say Shem Havaya in the entire Parshas Miketz and Vayigash and Vayichi. There's a stima, there's a header of Shem Havaya, right? Ve'ere Elohavais, Shem Shakai, Shmi Havaya Leinoidon. It doesn't say Shem Havaya in this whole process of the Yuidel Mitzrayim, the Miketz, the Vayigash garnished. Over here, Mishuascha Kivisi Havaya. Dak over here, if a person has a tikva, if a person has a kav, you know, if you have a phone line, it's a kav, if you have a connection, a kav is a line. If you have that line, then you're able to connect. You're able to connect to the Mishuascha Kivisi Hashem, which now, as we're nearing the end of the parsha, when he's giving the bracha to all the sons, Yaakov Avinu was being mazbir, the bechina that we're now really getting to the giloy of that loss of lavoi. Oh yeah, Hashem, the Melech, Al Kol Haaretz. It's now following the Yishuascha, the Yishuascha Kivisi Hashem. We'll go even later on in the parsha. Yosef meets with the brothers. They have like a serious meeting over here because they're worried that maybe they're going to be upset, especially after Ketiras Yaakov. Maybe they're going to be noike, maybe they're upset about the Mechira. Yosef HaTzadik tells them, Atem chashavtem alai ra'o. Elikim chashav l'toiva. You had bad intentions, but it all worked out for the good. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, a famous Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, a pleiadic Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. He says, Masul amad av adayman. If a person wants to poison his friend, or someone else, and he gives him a case of sam. But it turns out, he mixed it up, the bottles, and he gave him a case of shalyayin. His intentions were terrible, he wanted to kill him. Ritzich of the grom, garmi, please. Hoshit kais sam. But it turns out it was kais yayin. Pshito she'ein yitzorach kapora klal uklal, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Atem chashavtem ro, b'likim chashav l'toyve. Turned out to be good wine. The man, the pasuk says, the man hatzil, that he's going to save the door. It's a pella. It's keneged. First, Gemara. The Gemara says, "Miskav alecho basar chazir." But also the other basar, where a person's intentions, right? It's machshava ro. His intentions are to eat chazir. It turns out it's tle. His intentions were chazir. Zok Gemara yidik kapara. Hashem yislach lo. Hashem yislach lo yidik kapara. So what's the difference? Man shtama, an attempted ritzicha that turned into wine. It's mamash apella. We know machshava ro in a kodesh baruch mitzvah for the ma'isa, but when it's with a ma'isa, you ate kleh, thinking it's chazir, you need a kapar. There's many tritzim. One of the famous tritzim that they say is that maybe there's a difference between ben adam l'makayim and ben adam l'chaveri. In ben adam l'chaveri, it's takatoli in the tzitzah. If in the end it wasn't an avlo, elikim chashava l'toyim. Big chidsh. I once heard a different shot from the Novominsky Rebbe Shlita. He was here in Yerushalayim. He spoke in Hanof. In Imre Shefer, for etliche 12 or 15 years, Parshas Vayechi, and he said, Pshat Hazeh. He said, the yisoid of Miskav Alecho Boser Chazir, v'also v'yodi Boser Tleh. What about a person that doesn't eat anything? He's sitting doing nothing, and Miskav Alecho Boser Chazir. That's Machshava. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzaref Al HaMaisa. But the Pshat is when you do a Maisa, it's Achilas Tleh. But then the Machshava gets eingepflanzt into that Maisa. So that it's only on a ma'isa of reshus. It's not mangal, pleb. He says, Moshul, if it was really kachim, niskavan lechabasa chazir. Also the other basa kachim. In a mitzvah, kemen ishtan rein flans in an aveda. Only in parach. Not in inflation, but so he says the same thing with the wine. He says, what's the mitzvah over there? Machai zayin nefushas and ander yid. You give him a kois yayin. You gave him a kois yayin. It's a mitzvah. You can't put the aveda of kois sam into kois yayin. Now, the etzem idea, I once heard a Moira Dikazach. The Gemara says this concept, Hashem Yisrochom, Eskavon Lechobasa Chazir, Vosav Yadibasa Tleh. The Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva Kishigir, the Pasuk Zeh Yaboyche. Why is Rabbi Kiva Boyche? Moira Dikazach. We know that Asar Rigimalchus is a kapara for the chait of the Asar Sashvatim. But the truth is, if Yosef is right, and he's telling them, Alekim Hashavu Letoiva, it's our Chaim HaKadosh, whatever the Hezbollah is. There's no Abba. And there won't be a Sarasur of the Malchus. And Rabbi Kiva is one of them. It's connected. Shit, like others, Brochi Martin, you gave him. Some say it's named Shimon. Rabbi Kiva, when he sees this drasha of Hashem Yislacha, that you do get punished. Even if you had bad intentions, even though you didn't, so Rabbi Kiva starts crying. Now he has to get there about the room. If the Rechaim is Rechdi, so then Taki Yosef is saying, well, he can't push up on Toyo, but Rabbi Kiva, who's one of the servants of the Malchus, he sees this Rosha. Echapton, how you boyche? Okay, moving on later in the Parsha. Gam b'nei Mochir ben Menashe Yuldu al Birkei Yosef. What does it mean, Yuldu al Birkei Yosef? Zok the Tarv in Yonison. Yuldu means Birkei Yosef, on his knees. Yosef was the Sandik for his Or Einiklich. B'nei Machir ben Menashe is his Or Einiklich. He was the Sandik. So Yuldu doesn't mean born. They were born in Lefferts General, whatever, in Mitzrayim somewhere. Lefferts General, that's out. And they were nimble of the Pierce. So why does it say Yuldu? Says the Chassam Sofer, the Maril, Asaach Zogin. Because the Emes Yom of a bris milah of a child is really the day he's born. After the kach, they say a chiddush that when it says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, come on, Kedush Lamedayin, Hakadosh Baruch Hu memalish neisem shatadikim yoyim liyoyim, it's not from the Yom Aleinu, it's from the Yom Amilu. Frekstimer, the Gemara says on Moshe Rabbeinu, on Zayin Adar with Zayin Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu was not with Mo. Avoyimimo, it's talking with the Yom Amilu. Our chiddush, Moshe Arieli, Shlita. By my son's bar mitzvah, Hashem shi mashem b'tshuva, Avram ben Esther, Meir. By his bar mitzvah, it was mamash the year that my shvigar was nifter. It was teich b'shamah. The Rosh came up. He said, "There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Halacha. Noilad ben Zachar b'mishpacha nisrapakal b'mishpacha." But we mentioned earlier the 13th pasuk in Tehillim is ani yoyim lo d'ticha, which at the beginning of bar mitzvah is a lady. Now the same way, the Pesukim say before, that's before, this is not a Rosh Hashanah, that if a baby was born before the Petir of your Meis B'Mishpach, but if it's before the Bris, it's Chal within of Nisrach HaKol HaMishpach, because the Bris is later. That's before in the Pesukim. The Rosh was Mechadish HaShot Vayger, it was more than a Bar Mitzvah. Oib Sishtei, Dani Yom L'Veticha, Zoya, Midrash, that Bar Mitzvah is a later, is Kenzayim Nisrach HaKol HaMishpach after later. After later from Bar Mitzvah, Zayit HaMishpach. The Rama says that the concept of Sandik Yuldu over here, that Harbi Yoyimson says, Al Birkei, Birkei Yosef, it's the Birkayim, is the Musig of Sandik that you put the tea, like technically, what do you mean? Put him on a chair, put him on a shelf, put him in a place. No, it's a Musig on Birkayim. The Rama says it's Kenege, the Ktoiris. He brings the Posig, and it's a Skula for Ashiris. The Goyin in Bir Hagra is Choylik, and he says it's not a Skula for Ashiris. Nechtesi, he's Choylik on it. It's a great Indian in this, but it's not a school for Ashiris. It's up to that the Prescarab was once by a bris. And if this is a treff from Tribalay's Yudel, the Mir Ashiva Zatzal, and it's a tell someone by that bris, said to the Murav, Chosh of a bris, as if a Chosh of a mention. The Shechina comes. I don't know if he comes. Yudel by the law. He was Sandik, Tribalay's Yudel was Sandik. So the Brisker Rabbi asked him, "Was Mizuch Tashiris? What's the Mir Hashiva?" He says, "Yeah, Gelfar Yeshiva." So the Brisker told him, "Yeah, but the Grand State He says, yeah, a check from the Ramah. A check from the Ramah is like... Kach Masafrim, Kach Masafrim Greer. The version of the Brisker Nusuf, the Gemir Nusuf. Mizok at the cycle was sounded many times, and people would ask him, where's the Ashiris? Where's the Ashiris? What's with the Ramah? So he pointed to the shelf, to the Kiddush Yankiv. Ista Amri, he meant, because he's in Sparnas from it. He used to sell this for him. That was the command, the Parnosah. And Ista Amri, I meant, the Ruchnis take Ashiris. As a Shribin, Kiddush Yankiv, it's a marvel to Kazakh Kiddush Yankiv. Everyone takes for granted, yeah, you know the Shtickle, because it's in the Kiddush Yankiv, Bris and Kunz. The fight was the one that wrote the Kiddush Yankiv. This is given, it's Lechem Chukai of every Ben Torah, because it's in the Kiddush Yankiv. He wrote the Shtickle, now everyone knows, yeah, Kiddush Yankiv. Shkoyim. Rav Shach was once sandik by twins, and he insisted to be sandik by both twins. Because he said, what, they're going to grow up, and one's going to say, Rav Shach is given mine sandik, there's a man I have sandik, yeah? He said, Besser Begas was on. The Gemara brings, we have here the Petir of Yankov, and eventually, at the end of the parasha, we said it's by Yomis Yosef. But Kiyidua, the famous part of Tainis, Om Rav Yechonon Yankov Yino Leimes. Yankov Yino Leimes. Frek the Gemara. You mentioned this before, but frag the Gemara. Vichy bichdi softu safdaine chontu chantaye kavru kavraye. What was? There was hesped. There was chanota. There was 70 days. Rav Yaakov just cooked for the cheshben. Yaakov Avinu was nifter on tesvav tishrei. Add 70 days to 30 days and 40 days of the hesped and the chanota. Another 7 days of evil begoyren ha'atod. And 8 days to get to chevroin. The kavura was on asar b'teves. I think we spoke about that last week. Yaakov Avinu's Kavura and Esav's Sikresha, the Loimim Chalei, all happened on Asar B'Tavis. And Asar B'Tavis, that's 147 days from Tisha B'Av. Connected to Yaakov. So I'm saying there's a bigger rikus about this, that there's 147 days from Tisha B'Av to Asar B'Tavis. That's in this 98 days from Rosh Hashanah to Asar B'Tavis. Connected to Tzadikas Klolos of Mishnah Torah. 147, by the way, is 98 plus the 49 of the Klolos of the Chukaisai, and that's why Ches, Tes, and Yud are all 3 days of fasting, says the Chesam Sofer. Shulchan Aruch says because of Talmei HaMelech and Ezra Sofer, they say, but Chesam Sofer says no, because sometimes Cheshvin and Kislev is Mali both, sometimes Chaser both, and sometimes Echad Mali Echad Chaser. If you want Genoi, the 98 and the 147, Amol it's Ches, Amol it's Tes, Amol it's Yud. If you want to be Cheshvin in the numbers. But Akapon, Frech the Gemara. Yaakov Vino, Loi Meis. It was Chanota, it was Hespit. Omar Lady Gemara answers, Mikrani Doirish, it's a Pasik. Atira Abdiakim, the Mashem, Atechis Yisro, Mazari Bechayim, Afu Bechayim. A Motna Gemara, a Shvera Gemara, a Shtikal Zoya Pasik. What does it mean? You're telling me he didn't die, you're asking what about the Kapur, the Chanot, he's saying, Shteit HaPasik. What's Shteit HaPasik? It's under his own Shteit. A Pasik is not then. There's many Achranim that say that the Pshat is that Yaakov Avinu was loy maced by the chanota, and he was loy maced by the hesped, but he was maced by the kavura. A fascinating diak in Rashi. The Gemara answers, I was a pasuk. So Rashi says, I, the hod chantuhu bisavduhu. Why did they do chanota and hesped? The Gemara has three kashas, chanota, hesped, and kavura. The Rashi asks, I, so why did they do chanota and hesped? So Rashi, because kisvurim shahayu shahi mace. Of kavura zaka this. Because being kavura, he was talking mace. And that's what it means. Rivka ben Avua correctly said, "Lom eshkal shneichem biyom echad," because on Asar B'Tavis Taka, Shas Kavura was Misas Yaakov with Misas Esav. Now there's a different nusaf that they say. You know, we're having a kasha, Chanoto, Hesped, Kavura, dry kashas, and giving a teretz. The teretz Tachon doesn't answer the kashas. So there's a famous Yisoid from a kasha Shtarnesh. This is what he said. I'm not sure who's the Bala Memra. I'm not sure who's the Bala Memra, but there's a famous Yisoid from Akasha Shtarash. Shteit Yaakov Vino Loines. When you have a Pasuk, Frech Shteit Etz Akashas. Shteit, but from Akasha Shtarash. Shtarash from Akasha. Maizu Shehoye, there was a certain Adam Godel, hundreds of years ago, he was matar a certain Aguna, and Rahman al-Fuan, years after he was matar the Aguna, and she got remarried, the husband came back. And they asked him, it was Adam Godel, they asked him, how could it be? How'd you get to such a mistake? He says, I'll tell you the truth. When they came to me with this Shaila, I was holding in the Sugis in Yavamas at the end of Yavamas about Aguna. And I had a shveri kasha in the sugya. Psh, mamash, a bomber. And based on that kasha, I said a yisoid, I said a mahalach, I said a bird of the whole thing. And according to the yisoid, based on that kasha, I came to the conclusion that this aguna, lefi the halacha, is mutter. I told me, yeah, but from a kasha shtarnish. And the husband came back. I got the kasha in the sugya. You had a kasha in the sugya because of the yisoid. The guy's not dead. From a kasha shtarnish. The Torah that says b'shivim nefesh yor b'yakov l'mitzrayim freaking out. What about all the twins? All the shvatim were born with twins and all kind of extra things. Where are all they in the shivim nefesh? So the Veld answers, they were dead. They all died. Now it's very interesting. A little bit of a cheshbon, just the way the Gemara works it out over here. If you look at the Gemara in Tainus, well, on this, but that shtickle of cheshbon. The Gemara in Tainus, Be'etzem, has a story. Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchok were sitting by a Suda. And he told them, okay, say avort. So he said, Ein masichin besuda, Hashem yakum karna leveshet. Then it comes time for benching. And they're having a shakatai, who should be mizan? And he says, avodach, nu, say a dvar Torah. And then he said the dvar Torah of Yaakov vino leimes. Ma kesher, karna leveshet, Yaakov vino leimes. Kiyadua, the Gemara, a little bit cheshbon. The Gemara in Sochim, the Kuf Yotes, says that by the Suda shall of Yosom, there's going to be a Shakta Bataria, who should be Mavarech, and they're going to be Batsiya, the Koistel Bracha, help me out with the husband, they're going to be Batsiya to Avram, and he's going to say, Echavgahat HaYishmael, they're going to be Batsiya to Yitzchok, he's going to say, Echavgahat HaNesov, they're going to be Batsiya to Yaakov, and Tosek Shleima, he's going to say over, Nasosi Bez Achayas Shasid the Torah of Yosom Alayim, Epis and Abel, we spoke about it in a parashah, there's a Pegiya, Epis, he married Bez Achayas, Koyim HaNesov, Epis, there's Epis of Pegam. The Gemara's Mamshech, Yosef! What does it say about Yosef? Moshe says, Loi Zachisi.
Can I start to Sisro?
What? Loi Zachisi can I start to Sisro? Aaron also says a Teretz. And then David says, Lean all the Vark. Lean all the Vark. So Emes Azoi. In Shlok Kodesh Tei, a different shot. That the reason David HaMelech is Mavarech, because the Oireach is supposed to make him Vark. And David HaMelech is from Rusa Maivia. So he's the Oireach, he's the guest. So the Pshat Ketazeh. Rav Nachman and Yitzchok by the Suda, one of them was the guest. So he's saying, maybe the guest should bench. Because David HaMelech benched by, he's going to bench by the Suda of Yosem because of Oireach. So he says, no, there's no din in the Oireach. Okay. The Malbais is Mavorech. Why did David Mavorech? Because they went through everyone else. Yaakov said, there's a problem. He married to a Chayis. But they say, how could it be? And Yaakov Avinu was a tzaddik gomer, and Avad, it's not an Avera, and Beis HaChoyis, there's 26 different Trutzim, and everything is good. And then it is, he should have benched. Elamai, why did David bench? Because he's a guest. So it's a good, no, I'm the guest, I should bench as guest. So they said back, no. Chabarai, the Yaakov Avinu did do a chet. Because the Gemara said in the Baba Basra, Arba me, in Daf Yudayim, right before the Yachbar, and the first parak, Arba meisu b'itvi shal nochash, there are only four people that died, but el chet bachlal. Who's the four people that died in Tishal Nochash? Binyamin? Yishai Avi David, kill of Bnei Ben David? And Amram. Amram Avi Moshe, Yishai Avi David, kill of Ben David, and Binyamin. Shtei Yish Yaakov. He's not under Rishima. If he's not under Rishima, then he did a little bit of a chet. Then it could be he passed on the benching because of the chet. And David HaMelech got the benching because he was the first one that didn't punt it. And there's no Raya Bar Ireach. Zok that's a written name, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. Hostage Shkin Kasha. About he's not on the list of Arba Meis will be Ithya Shal Nochash. Not because he didn't do a chet, because he's Loi Meis. So since it's Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, so he doesn't belong in that list of Arba Meis with Ithya Shal Nochash. Or because like, can Zok it's Rik, he did without chet, and Dabar Melech isn't Varech, I'll say Reach. That's what Rav Nachman meant to tell the Rav Yitzchak. Good.